Good morning and blessed be Jesus. Shalom. I invite us to consider the last series or the last session in the book of Colossians. That is, we are going to do chapter 4 from verses 2 all the way to the end. We have been looking at what it means to be transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, and how different groups ought to live because of that transfer. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the work of God the Father. It is the work of Jesus. It is the work of God, the head, to be able to transfer us. We could not have done it ourselves. And now that is a transaction already done. But then, what ought we live so that we can have an impact here on earth? How can we be able to live now that we are living and having what we call a dual citizenship? We have been transferred. We are living positionally. We are living with Jesus Christ in heavenly places, but we are still walking here on earth in our regions. So what ought we live? So this session, we want particularly to look at how the redeemed of the Lord ought to relate with their mentor. And how they also ought to relate with those that are outsiders. And finally, we are also going to look at how the inner circles ought to relate with each other. Because Paul will be talking about some people whom he related very closely to each one of them. And so let's hear what Paul is saying here. This is a very powerful relationship, and it's an encouragement for living together. So he says, devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and thankful heart. Pray for us too, that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Jesus. That is why I am here in chain. Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should. Now, Paul began this session, that's chapter 4, from verses 2 up to 4, by encouraging the team members to pray for him. This is a vulnerable state of a leader. He discovered that he needs a prayer, and he's asking his team members that pray for me so that I may be able to speak the mysteries of God. Remember, he is in prison, and you'd think that somebody who is in prison is mourning and crying and cursing. But he's saying, pray for me. I want to keep on preaching the word of God, or to bring out the mysteries of Christ, or the mysterious plan concerning Jesus Christ. Your prayer, it will be good for me. Pray that God will give me many opportunities to speak. Can you imagine this person? He says, let me speak more. And just to say, pray, devote yourself to prayer and with an alert mind and thankful heart. So he said, consider two places in as far as prayer is concerned: an alert mind and thankful heart. So after asking for alert mind and thankful heart and prayer for him so that he can preach and present the gospel, then he comes to how these people ought to relate with those that are not believers. So he says, live wisely among those who are not believers, and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious, and attractive so that you will have the right responses for everyone. Now, this is very powerful. It's very relational. How do you relate with those that are outside? Yes, the Lord has transferred you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. But then how do you relate with those that are in the kingdom of darkness then? These are the ones that are called outsiders. Those who have not yet believed. They have, you know, those who are not believers yet. They are still in the kingdom of darkness. So this is what he says. That one of the things is that you must make of every you make the most of every opportunity. That is, you take chance and look for a way to let them know the transaction done. You see, they look at you and they are wondering, what kind of people are you? You're living here on earth, but you're not part of the earth. You're in the world, but you're not of the world, as Jesus had told the disciples in John 17. So take the most of that opportunity. Tell them what is it the Lord has done. Then he says, let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right responses for everyone. Now then he says, the way we converse, or our conversation with each other, with those that are inside and those that are outside, let it be graced. Let it be seasoned with the grace of God. Let it be attractive. We will not talk as though we do not know God. You know, the outsiders are listening. They are watching us. And our conversation will either bring them close to God or outside God. This is very rational. Then finally, Paul comes to the final advice in as far as the relationship is concerned. He gives this relational instruction. And then he goes to talk about how he related with each of those people he called the inner circle. The first person he mentions, and I would want us just to mention just a few, was Tychicus. He says, verse 7, Tychicus will give you a full report about how I'm getting along. He is a beloved brother and a faithful helper who serves with me in the Lord's work. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we are doing and to encourage you. Now, he began by this person called Tychicus. Probably, Tychicus could have been one of the people that he sent with this letter. Probably. But of course, he says, he'll give you the full report. He was with Paul in prison, or he had visited Paul in prison. And he says, he's going to tell you about me. But Paul gives him very good credential. He said, he is beloved brother. He is a faithful helper. Can you see how Paul related with this very good relationship? And he serves with me in the Lord's work. Tychicus was a friend of Paul. And Paul says, he will tell you all that concerns me. Then he comes to another person that is calling Onesimus. I'm also sending Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, one of your own people. He and Tychicus will tell you everything that's happening here. Now, he comes on and talks about Onesimus. Now, later on, he'll be speaking about this one person called Onesimus. Onesimus was a slave who had stolen something from the one of the men called Philemon, and of course he found Paul and he was converted. Of course, he says, and I am going to send Tychicus together with Onesimus. Then he mentioned another one called Aristarchus. He says, who is in prison with me, He said he sets you his greetings, and so does Mark, Barnabas' cousin, as you were instructed before. Make Mark welcome if he comes your way. So he is mentioning some people that he's together with. Now, Mark was another person that Paul had discarded. You know, Paul had actually left him, or he was very angry that Mark had left him. But look here, he has gone back. He's together with Paul again. Justus, then he talks about one, Justus, who is Jesus, who is also called Justus, also sends you his greetings. These are the only Jews believers among my co-workers. They are working with me here for the kingdom of God, and what a comfort they have been. Then he mentioned the other person, Epaphras. He says, Epaphras, a member of your own fellowship and a servant of Jesus Christ, sends you his greetings. He always pray earnestly for you, asking God to make you strong and perfect, full confident that you are following the whole will of God. I can assure you that he prays hard for you and also for the believers in Laodicea and Hierapolis. This is one of the person who could have hope, who could have started this church. Maybe this was the pastor of this church, Epaphras, and he is with Paul this particular time. Then he talked about another one. He said, Luke, he called him a beloved doctor. This was his personal doctor. He says, sends you his greetings, and so does Mark. You'll be discovering sometimes later that Mark is with Paul, but later he will be leaving Paul. He'll be deserting Paul. But for now, he is together with Paul. He says, please give my greetings to our brothers and sisters, Laodicea and Nympha, and the church that meets in her house. After you have read this letter, pass it on to the church at Laodicea so that they can also read it too. And you should also read the letter I wrote to them. So you discover there are some other letters that we are not told, we don't know about. And Paul is saying, read all those letters and say to Archippus, be sure to carry out the ministry the Lord gave you. Here is my greetings in my own handwriting, Paul. Remember my chains. May God's grace be with you. Now, it's a very, very important way of finishing a letter. It would be good for us to realize that Paul had very close relationship. Why we have read all those people is to let us know that there's what we call the relationship with the people. Paul was very relational. So as he was giving guidance on how you can relate with others, he was also equally relational. And he spoke very well of each one of the people. There are some people that he was sending greetings from prison, and there are some people that he was saying they are also greeting you. So he says, I've sent these people, they'll be coming to you. And the people that he's talking to must have been known by the Colossians church. And he has mentioned a number of people. Now, when we come to another personal letter he'll be writing to Philemon, we'll be able to mention about some of these people that he has started talking about. Father, we praise you. Thank you. May you give us that relationship so that we can be able to live well and serve you well in Jesus' name.